watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, third and final hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, April the 11th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. While I have you guys listening on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, I want to remind you that if we ever go through that again, power out, problems at the transmitter site or whatever, I will always be on this microphone 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. I've been doing this now for 13 years as of tomorrow, April the 12th. Can't believe this. 2012 started the show, Your Defending Fathers, with Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy. I have probably less than five times outside of national holidays been off this mic. I will be on this microphone live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, God willing, as long as I'm able. But if for some reason the radio station goes down, you can go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and hear us live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and then you can hear the replay every 3 hours. You missed the first hour from 9 to 10. You missed your history lesson today about Greenland from 10 to 11. It repeats every 3 hours. So again, the first hour, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. in the morning. And on Fridays, this show repeats all weekend long on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the free one and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That was the call letters of the radio station that Brian Summerfield and I were on back in the day. 94.5 FM, WYPV, Mackinac City. We owned it, and we did the show there. The TuneIn app was created with that call letter, WYPV, for We're Your Patriot Voice. That was the nickname I gave, the acronym I gave for the call letters. Just like WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. That's why we do the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. So, again, so many people texting me, where are you? Well, I'm on yourdefendingfathers.com. I'm on the TuneIn app. I'm here. You can go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to be listening live 9 a.m. to noon. You go home. You got internet, on your phone, your computer, your tablet, whatever. I've got some people that have downloaded the TuneIn app on their smart TVs. And they listen to me through their TV sound system. Check it out. If you've got a smart TV, a Roku, whatever, a Fire Stick, download the TuneIn app and search for WYPV. And you can hear me right through your TV. Or the podcast. Listen on demand. Again, you just have to understand every half hour is recorded, memorialized, listed as the hour and the segments. Hours 1, 2, and 3, segment 1, segment 2. The first half hour and the second half hour. That's how podcasts work on yourdefendingfathers.com. Text me if you have any insurance questions. Tristan Cole from Farm Bureau in Bel Air is going to be on next. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number 3 on this Friday. Joining us on the show right now is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Want to ask you a couple questions about insurance in general. And I've been thinking about this for some time and talked to the grandchildren. We've had some conversations with them. And it's kind of interesting that people seem, for some reason, Tristan, they've been with their insurance company or their insurance agent for so long. They got referred to their insurance agent when their parents told them, you know, when you get old enough to drive, you got to get a hold of this guy. Or maybe they bought the insurance for the kids and insured them on their policies or whatever. But it's amazing to me how many people take insurance for granted. They get into this rut, I call it, where they basically pay the insurance bills when the bills come due, or it's tied to their, you know, checking account, ACH auto payments or whatever. But it's like, once they have the coverage, once they put the proof of insurance in the glove box, or they know they have homeowners insurance renewed by their escrow account through their bank mortgage company, they don't really talk to their insurance agent on a regular basis. Is that kind of a true statement?
That is absolutely a true statement, and you know, I'm working on breaking that mold with folks here with my agency. Even if it's folks that are, you know, in a far flung area of the state, you know, they can call or text if they have questions. But it's really, really important to have that relationship with your agent. Number one, you're spending a lot of money, a lot of your hard-earned money on policies. You want to make sure you're getting what you're paying for and you're getting what you think you have. Two, it's a lot easier if you have that relationship to stop in. Hey, I put an addition on the house. Let's make sure that's noted on my policy. Or, you know, hey, I sold the boat. I no longer need that on my policy. You know, I did some, you know, other updates on the pole barn. I added a cement floor. I upgraded the electrical service, or I bought a camper. All of these things are so important to have noted on your policy, so that if you know, an accident occurs, if something happens, you've got coverage and you know that you've got coverage.
Well, not even with major changes like that, like you say, buying a trailer or buying a boat or selling a boat or whatever, but with so many things happening, and what triggered this was this stupid storm. Okay. I got to be honest, the radio station was out of power for almost a week, okay? Mm-hmm. And I called my insurance, commercial insurance carrier, through the LLC that our attorney lined up with us, with our bookkeeper that takes care of the records for the FCC license. It's a very specialized type of insurance that only a few people even know how to carry, how to insure a transmitter site and the studio equipment and all the things that have to go into it. And we get a huge discount through the Michigan Broadcasters Association.
Sure.
I call them up because two towers very close to ours collapsed. Uh-huh. Our engineer, Dell Reynolds, he said, Randy, I lost five towers. Okay, WKHQ is gone. It's off the air. I have the picture. Did I send you that picture of that tower?
I saw a tower collapse. I believe it was Petoskey.
Okay, this is East Jordan.
Okay, there's one in East Jordan that's collapsed too.
Five. Okay. Five of Dell Reynolds' accounts are gone. Those radio stations are dead. And I thought, oh boy, I better check on our insurance with regards to our tower rent that we do with 7 and 4, the WTOM tower there in Sheboygan. Well, thank God the insurance covers for natural disasters, acts of God. Uh-huh. And I said, so you're telling me if our tower had collapsed like that one, I have the insurance, you guys would rebuild it? And he said, oh, absolutely. And I said, okay, what's the deductible? $25,000.
Yeah, so you know, you wouldn't necessarily have to write that $25,000 check up front, but it would come off of the quote for the rebuild. So you're on the hook for $25,000.
$25,000 deductible, yeah. And I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
and but I got down on my knees, yeah. And I thank God that our tower did not go down, because $25,000 right now would bankrupt us. I mean, I can't write a check for $25,000. Yeah. But this is the kind of stuff that people need to know. And if you don't know, you've got to call your insurance agent. You've got to call you and say, hey, what are my options going forward? God forbid we have another storm, you know, this year or next year or a couple years. What kind of insurance, Tristan, do I need? Yeah. What kind of coverages? What kind of deductibles should I get?
Yeah. And a lot of people are able to do, like, say, a $2,500 deductible for home repairs, because it's remember, insurance is not a maintenance program for everything that breaks, or, you know, if a little something happens to your deck railing, but it's for catastrophic coverages. And $2,500 is a pretty standard deductible anymore for a homeowner's policy. However, when you start looking at, you know, spoiled food spoilage, for example, that coverage, that deductible doesn't apply to that. When you're putting a camper or boat or something extra on your policy, those typically have separate deductibles that are not $2,500. We can do $100. We can do $500. You know, to make that more reasonable for those particular items.
Sure. Well, food storage and food spoilage.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people, when losing power before they were able to get a generator hooked up, or maybe go buy a generator, which they ran out of at the Costco's in Traverse City. I talked to the manager yesterday. They ran out of generators. What kind of typically coverage is, how much on a normal homeowner's insurance policy that you sell, how much do they get for food spoilage?
Typically, it's $250. For food spoilage. There can be different limits in some cases with some added add-ons to policies, but typically it's $250 or $500 for food spoilage. And that's where you've got to use your own judgment. And do you want to make a claim for $250?
Yeah.
And not have that claims-free status on your policy? Or does that not matter to you, and the $250 is a big deal that you want to make that claim on? It's available, right. And so that's a personal choice. I'm not going to tell someone, don't do that. That's their policy, and they can make that claim if they'd like to do that.
Right.
Or not.
$250 is not going to replace all the pork and beef and everything I have in my freezer.
Correct. Yes, correct. And so that's where, and I think this storm really got people thinking, although our electric grid's going to be stronger than ever because the Mother Nature self-pruned the right-of-ways, and we've got new lines all over the place and new poles. So,
yeah.
You know, the likelihood of this ever happening like this on this grand scale again is so slim. But, you know, I think it got people really paying attention to, do I have a generator? How do I hook the generator up? You know, with a freezer, you could start that generator outside in the front yard, run an extension cord in, plug your freezer in.
Right.
You know, I would check with, you know, a licensed electrician to see, hey, is my generator big enough to run my freezer? Can I run two freezers? You know, in my case, I've got a refrigerator and three freezers.
Yeah.
You know, what size of generator do I need to run those either all at once or individually so that I don't inadvertently burn up my motors in my freezers or my refrigerator,
right?
Because of lack of power.
Well, one thing we did, we researched it with our electrician, and we were able to buy a portable whole house generator. And for I think $400 or $500, he came in and put the outlet outside and had the switch hooked up where I have to go down there and turn off the main before I can turn the other switch on to feed from the generator. That way, if the power comes back on, I don't, you know, fry everything.
Well, and you don't fry anything, and you don't want to backfeed power into the line
exactly.
That you're working on.
Yeah, blow up the generator, blow up the house, whatever. So, but it's got enough backup capacity that it can run, you know, basically the whole house. He said, but the only thing is, Randy, you can't be running the electric dryer for the clothes dryer while you're running all your freezers, refrigerators, computers, TVs, you just can't do that. Just make sure you're careful, turn off certain circuits. So you got to learn all that stuff, but your insurance agent can actually help explain all that to you.
Yeah, well, and again, if you do have a permanent generator installed as automatic backup, there's potentially a discount available for that because you've lessened your risk for frozen pipes, for burning up appliances, all those things. The risk is lessened, therefore, there's a discount available.
Ah, very cool. Did not know that.
Yeah, this wouldn't be for, you know, temporary or plug-in generators. This would be for whole house, you know, hardwired, you know, automatic kick-on generators.
Right, right. Wow, that's good to know. Absolutely, yes. Well, and seeing another part of this, too, is because of teenagers driving in the household, knowing whether or not you're actually insured or should have them insured on your policy, primarily because of what's happening in the ownership of the vehicle. That changes things a lot, too.
Absolutely. They need to, anytime that you've got a young person in your household that's going to buy a vehicle, you need to talk to your insurance agent to make sure it's titled correctly, that it's covered correctly on your policy. And oftentimes that means co-titling that with the owner of the policy, a parent, mom or dad, that is the owner of the auto insurance policy. They need to have an insurable interest. You know, if your kid goes and buys a camper, for example, you can't just put that on your policy because you're not an owner.
Right.
Of that policy. So ownership and you have to have ownership in order to insure that. You've got to have an insurable interest in that, in whatever that item is.
Wow, that's amazing. And something you don't even really think about until you, okay, what happens? The kid goes out and gets in a major accident owning his vehicle on your insurance policy. What happens then?
It coverage can be denied because you had no insurable interest. It was not therefore insured correctly on the policy.
Unbelievable.
And so that's all in the fine print on these policies that you sign when you take out these policies. That's the contract.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important anytime there's a change, communicate with your agent to make sure that it's owned properly and insured properly.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to give out the phone number, the website. This is actually the best way to get a hold of him is his name, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That's the website. And actually, Tristan, that defaults right actually to your agency office right there in Bel Air.
It does. That'll pull up all the information. I love to have phone conversations with people to go through things, go over things. I ask a lot of questions. So when we're talking, I'm going to ask you many detailed questions. And the biggest compliment that I get from folks is nobody's ever asked me that before. And that's where when I know I'm doing the right thing to ensure we've got people taken care of correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the phone number at his office in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. If you can do me a favor, guys, I have a folder set up for my text messages. Just text me TC. And again, I always joke, it's not Traverse City, it's Tristan Cole. Text me TC. We always refer to TC as Traverse City, so I have to say that. Text me TC, and I'll send you the screenshot. It'll have his website, it'll have his phone number, it'll have everything there. And, you know, have him do an insurance checkup and go over your coverages with you and see exactly what you have, what you don't have. And, Tristan, like you say, you'll ask a lot of questions, but people will be really informed.
Yes, and it does take time. You know, we I can write policies quickly in some cases, but if I can get an 8 or 10 day lead on things, there's actually a discount for going out 8 days on a quote before we write something. And so this isn't something we're going to do overnight in most cases. This does take time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, text me TC. I'll send you his information. You have a great weekend. The sun is shining.
Finally. Thanks, Randy.
Okay, buddy. Have a good weekend. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real